The Mallard Conspiracy by Sylvia Hornback. Chapter 1. Low rumbling nagged at Sam Stanfield's twilight sleep. He turned on his side and snaked a cool sheet over his long torso and onto his shoulder. Then he settled down to sleep a few more minutes before sunrise, when work would begin on the Bar S Ranch. He remembered today was George's day off from the hospital. She still slept beside him. Otherwise, she'd have the coffee on already. Sam had one day that he was the official coffee brewer, so he decided to get on with it. The instant he put his feet on the floor, he felt a vibration that traveled through the walls and resonated through the 100-year-old ranch house. Gracie began barking at the back door. It was an alarm, not her usual single bark to let them know she wanted to go outside. The Australian Shepherd rarely barked outside and never inside the house. "Do you hear that?" Sam asked. He reached across the bed and touched Georgia's arm. "Let's get up." "I can feel it." Georgia was out of bed quickly, pulling on her jeans. "What is it?" "Don't know yet," Sam answered over his shoulder. He responded in one fluid motion, up, dressed, and running through the house in seconds. "Gracie's having a fit," Georgia said. "I'm coming, girl. What's wrong with you?" Sam had barely cracked the back door when Gracie flew past him, and the blue Merle became a blur of gray and white. Gracie raced toward the corral on the north side of the ranch in a burst of frantic barking. Sam followed. He could hear the cattle bellowing in the distance. The sound was unmistakable. They were stampeding. "Can you see anything?" Georgia shouted from the back porch. "What do you think she's after, Sam?" Sam turned at the edge of the yard and started back to the house. "It's a stampede. The strange thing is the cows sound like they're in two pastures. I hear some by the barn, but the main herd is stampeding from the east pasture. It can't be coyotes causing this kind of upheaval." Sam stepped into his boots and grabbed his keys. "I'll get the buggy and meet you in the driveway." Sam also didn't think the answer was as simple as coyotes. His cows were ferocious protectors of their young and wouldn't hesitate to chase off a runty coyote. He made it to the garage and was climbing into the rustler when a muffled crack echoed through the rolling hills. He raced the buggy up the drive and slid to a stop. "That was a gunshot!" Sam shouted. "Hurry, Georgia!" He was certain there was real trouble now. He couldn't think why someone would be shooting on his land. "I heard it too." Georgia came running out the back door, hopping to get her boots on and heading for the rustler. She jumped into the vehicle, then pulled her auburn hair through the back of a ball cap. The minute Georgia sat down, Sam turned the buggy around and sped toward Gracie's relentless barking. "I'll get the gate," Georgia said. "Slow down enough to let me jump out." "Leave it open, Georgia," Sam said as he bumped over the steel cattle guard. Georgia climbed back in the buggy just as the sun broke over the top of the hill. The glare blinded Sam. He slowed down until he could shield his eyes and look below the horizon. As he picked up speed, thick stands of sunflowers popped against the grill and slapped the riders as the buggy plowed through. Suddenly, Gracie came tearing over the ridge toward them. Sam stopped the buggy and stood to give hand signals to the shepherd. "Go, Gracie!" he yelled. He pointed in the direction of the bawling herd. Gracie understood the familiar commands and ran in the direction of the gunshot. Sam followed, but rocks and inclines kept the buggy lagging behind the fast shepherd. "It looks like something over by the cemetery," Georgia said, pointing south, as Sam quickly turned in that direction. "I think we have a bad stampede on our hands," Sam shouted over the engine noise as he launched the buggy over the ridge. A trampled swath of grass appeared in front of them and trailed forward. The herd had broken through barbed wire fences. Pounding hooves had cut tender new crops to pieces along the way, leaving scattered clods of dirt. Sam stopped to study the tracks. The ditches were hard to see on the west side of the hill. He searched for the source of what had frightened the cattle. "What scared them, Sam?" Georgia said as she looked wide-eyed toward the destruction. "They went through two fences." "I don't see any signs here. I'm afraid they're headed for the cemetery." The air was electrified and Sam was uneasy. He felt an increasing sense of urgency to find out what had spooked his cattle. "I hope the cemetery isn't ruined." Georgia stood to study the trampled fields. "Hold on, Georgia," Sam warned before he stepped on the accelerator. He waited until she'd hooked her arm around the barn and leaned against the windshield. Then he stomped on the pedal and the buggy jerked forward, bouncing over rocks and clumps of hard-packed balls of grass. "The cattle have split around the cemetery," Georgia called into the wind. "I see Gracie on the top of the hill waiting for us." Sam watched Gracie racing back and forth, continuing her desperate barking. The hair on her furry back was bristled and her ears stood up straight. Sam manhandled the buggy over two more rough ridges before he reached the family cemetery. The five generations buried there made the cemetery a special place on the ranch, but Sam and Georgia forgot their ancestors when they topped the final ridge. Sam slammed on the brakes and rose in the buggy to look over the top of the windshield. He surveyed the grotesque landscape. In all his 60 years, he had never seen anything so disheartening. "Who would do something like this?" he asked. His eyes darted from horror to horror as full sun bore down on the mutilated bodies of their cattle spread across the prairie. Georgia cried out and covered her mouth, dulling a scream. She sat down hard on the seat, tears springing to her eyes. Sam felt Georgia's hand clutch his shirt sleeve, and he reached across and put his massive hand firmly over hers. "Stay back here. I need to check to see if it's safe down there. Whoever has done this may still be around. Call the sheriff's office and talk to Ray if you can. Let him know what's happened and that we need him out here." "Be careful." Georgia stepped out of the buggy and stood, trying to take in the scene. She looked at Sam. "Please watch out for yourself." "I'm taking my pistol." Sam removed his .45 from the console and strapped it on the holster, then began walking down the slope. He kept his pistol in the buggy for rattlesnakes. He never thought he might have to use it on a man. He left Georgia punching in numbers on her cell phone. He didn't expect Ray could make it to the Bar S for at least 30 minutes. Until then, they were on their own. Sam's steps were deliberate and cautious as he took in his surroundings. He held his firearm ready with the safety off and the clip fully loaded. He looked for movement across the fields. The cows left alive didn't move. They'd run until they'd reached the distant fence and stood there bunched together. Sam stopped to listen. Mesquite beans clacked in the persistent south wind. Tires rolled over the gravel road beyond the barn, and Sam saw headlights disappear over the horizon on the county road. But that could be anyone. He heard bawling calves calling for their mamas. Cows were bellowing for their calves. Some of them were dead, some lost. Sam kneeled by the first carcass, his oldest cow, Lady Ruth. She'd borne 11 calves, and 8 of them had been show calves. Her latest calf was lifeless beside her. George's hand touched his shoulder. He looked up and saw the sorrow in her eyes. "You shouldn't be here." Sam had a sick feeling in his stomach that something could happen to her. "You must go back." "I wanted you to know the sheriff's on the way," she said. "I can't understand this. Lady Ruth probably walked up to them. She was so gentle." "Yes, she would have. I have to see for myself. I can't stand up there and wait." Sam couldn't deny her right to be there. He took her hand in his gloved one, and together they walked through the death field. Sam and Georgia found at least a dozen cows massacred. They recognized them all and could call their names. "I see more cattle on the ground by the barn," Sam said. "Let me go first. Outside looks clear, but I'm not sure about the barn." "I don't think I can take any more right now," Georgia said as she walked back up the hill to the cemetery to check the graves. By this time, Sam believed the intruders had gone. Still, he was relieved Georgia had gone back up the hill. If someone was there, she'd be out of danger. Sam moved on to the corral on the far side of the barn. When he rounded the corner, he came to an abrupt stop. There, in front of him, where the well had been, was a crater the size of a small car, filled with water. Now he knew what had frightened the cattle, and what had bothered him in his sleep, this explosion. The pump house was gone. Sam walked the circumference of the hole. Everything was destroyed. The well, the piping, the pump, all gone. The concussion of the explosion had cracked the concrete watering trough. Beyond the ruined well, he found 5 show calves with their throats cut. The carnage was sickening. These barely weaned calves were trapped in their pens. They waited there for the high schoolers to come and feed them. The students trained the heifers for show calves. He'd have to call the ag teacher at the high school. The kids couldn't come out and see this. In all, Sam tallied 25 cows, calves, and yearling heifers that were slaughtered. Sam looked back toward the silhouetted gravestones. Only a few were left standing. He replaced his pistol in its holster and walked up the hill to Georgia. As he drew closer to the top, he could see Gracie flat on the ground, her head down resting on her front paws. Georgia was kneeling. Her long red hair had come loose and was flying in the wind. When he reached his wife, she was holding the bloody paw of the other ranch dog, a lovable old hound named Hambone. "They killed Hambone. They shot him." Sam shook his head. He was trying to protect the cows. This is senseless.